Yeah, yeah, she had made them, but I wouldn't know how.
And any other vegetables that you remember? How about different kinds of, well, anything that you grew in the garden?
Yeah, there's okra and onions and all them salads we talked about. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have, did you ever grow any melons?
Oh yeah, I never did fool there. Now, I've got a few here, hill or two every year for her. I don't eat them, but I had one boy in particular. When he was growing up, he had to have his watermelon pet. Mm-hmm. Practically everybody grows a few watermelons.
What did the watermelons look like? Were they round or long?
Well, so on what kind you get. You can get a long melon, you can get a medium long, or you can get a round one. And
you remember the different names for those?
Well, hardly, because you know, I never did food with them, mm-hmm. make a study of it.
Did you ever grow a melon with an orange pulp?
Well, orange now, pulp? I never seen that, this year. I'd over at Potts Camp in the store today, and it's back in watermelon time. Too early to pluck it. And I was walking along and I plopped my eye down on them things and looking at them. Where's it knows me? He says, well, you think that's a pumpkin, but says, that's a watermelon. And it was a color of an old yellow pumpkin. And he said, was mighty good, nice eating. I don't know anything about them.
What did you call them?
He called them watermelon.
Watermelon?
But just a different color, you know. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear the words cantaloupe or mushroom?
Oh, yeah.
They, is that what they were?
It wasn't that. This was a regular watermelon. Now, you can get different types of cantaloupes and marshmallows and such and such.
This was something entirely different.
That yellow thing that I was looking at, but just a regular old green watermelon.
And how about different kinds of squash? Do you grow squash here?
Oh yeah.
And how about what different kinds do you grow?
Well, they call one of them, seem to me like it's buttercup. It's a little white squash, round, kind of flat, but we generally grow the yellow crookneck. Mm-hmm. Mighty good too.
Mm-hmm. How do you fix them? Do you bake them or do you fry them or how do you fix them?
Well, she cuts them up and I don't know, they just cooked all the pieces into more of a mush like when gets them to table. Mm-hmm.
And do you grow little things about this big under the ground or red? And
Yeah.
And how about the larger red vegetables that are above the ground on vines?
Which are something like radish?
Well, they grow above the ground on vines.
Cucumbers?
Yes, and how about the red ones about this big?
Oh, that's tomatoes.
And suppose they're red and no bigger than that?
Well, we have some that comes up every spring in the garden. They call them the old tomatoes. You say they're little bitty things.
Right.
And they're pretty good. But you can get different varieties of bigger tomatoes. Mm-hmm. I've seen tomatoes that, they'd be great big things. They're that big around, you know.
Do the tomatoes come up?
I am
wild.